I wonder what your best memories of Christmas are. My best memories from when I was growing up, there's a few. I'll share a couple with you. My mum used to buy a Christmas board game every year for us to play after lunch. And one of the best was the year she bought a Star Trek game, although my dad and my sister were less impressed than she and I were. The worst game she probably bought was, it was called the Dickens game, and it was unintelligible to all of us and incredibly boring. I apologise if you have the Dickens game and it's your favourite game. We did not enjoy it. When I was at primary school, we lived up in Hull in Yorkshire, and all our family lived down south. And so after the Christmas Day service, we would all pile into the car and drive 3 hours south to my grandparents for lunch. Most years, we thankfully missed my granddad's infamous turkey soup. He made it by pouring the fat from the turkey into boiling water. I mean, it was... I think it was before mobile phones, so I don't know how he and Auntie Mary were coordinating, so he knew when to arrive after the soup, but before the turkey, which is what we normally managed. But the best bit of those times was the next morning. My granddad was an early riser, and he used to get up before anyone else, and he would hide the pieces of a gingerbread house around the place. And then my sister and I would get up, everyone else fast asleep, and he would give us a clue to the location of the first piece. And to my mind, she and I crept silently around the house. I suspect we weren't as quiet as I remember, but each piece we found had a clue to the next piece. And so we would go all around the house and we would collate all these pieces onto the kitchen table. And then we were done. We would all sit, the three of us, and assemble the house together. I don't remember it tasting very nice, but it was really, it was a lovely memory. I'm sure we all have lots of Christmas memories. Some of them might be good, like the ones I've shared, some of them less so. And they all crowd in, don't they, when Christmas approaches. Christmas has so many different things. It's a bit like a mirror. I have a mirror here. A mirror. And the thing about mirrors is they show us what's behind us, don't they? They show us all the people and the places and the... Hello, yes, you can see yourself. Nice to see you. Some of them are wonderful, some of them less so. But the thing about it, there's lots of things in it, but what's the biggest thing in the mirror when we look in a mirror? Ourselves. That's right. Get rid of my notes. Maybe you insist on having Christmas just the way you want it. Maybe you resent others for stopping you from having the Christmas as you want it. Maybe you're stressed about all the things that you have to do, especially if they're for other people. Maybe your Christmas mirror is full of people you love, or perhaps it is empty. But what if Christmas isn't a mirror? What if someone else is the hero of Christmas? What if instead of you, instead of tinsel and turkey and too much mulled wine, what if instead of being a mirror for all your Christmas gifts, all your Christmas ghosts with you front and center, what if Christmas could be a window? You see, when we celebrate Christmas, it feels huge, which is no doubt why people start talking to me about Christmas in September. I usually invite them sometimes politely to stop. But all of those celebrations are nothing. They are nothing compared to Jesus. In our reading, we heard about an army of angels filling the sky, praising and glorifying God. Now, that doesn't happen every day. In fact, it's only happened once, that night. Because the most important thing that had ever happened since the creation of the world had just happened. Today, the angel said, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And they hurried off, the shepherds. They hurried off to see if it was as the angel said, and it was just as they had told them. They left all their flocks behind. They left their job. They ran into the town. Why? Because they realized that the most important thing that night was to see Jesus for themselves. You see, this baby is the most important person you could ever meet. I've never met anyone like the Queen or someone like that, although I did briefly meet Tony Blair. But the most important person you could ever meet is Jesus. He grew up. He taught with authority. He showed compassion to the lost. He healed the sick. He was not the Messiah they expected, but he was the Messiah that we all need. See, this baby grew up to die so that we might have life. Life as a gift. Life that is stronger than death. Life in all its fullness. And so if you want to know and have that life for yourself, you need Jesus. Because that life is found nowhere else. It is found in no one else but Jesus. And I'd love to help you explore what that means in the new year. We're running a course called 321 to explore what that life looks like, what it means. If you're interested, please speak to me afterwards. Now, I hope you have a good Christmas, however you're spending it. Some of us are spending it here. Others, I'm sure, are visiting friends or family, I hope. But more than that, I pray that this Christmas might be for you a window through which you can see Jesus. I'm going to read some verses from the book of Titus. This is all about Jesus. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. May your Christmas be a window. Amen.